is 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen here on Monday, the 28th of February. You want to know how I know that it's the 28th, Richie?
How do you know that?
Right there. Look at the top of that sheet.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
There you go.
I have somebody telling me everything.
That's
if it,
it
weren't for this,
that's
I wouldn't
right.
know what today is.
Cool.
A lot of television in this hour as we discuss the Oscars from last night and Charlie Sheen. Maybe we will play a little. I don't really want to spend much time on Charlie because not much good there, and I'm interested in things that are good. How about you? Are you interested in things that are good, the really good things?
Yes.
If Rich are really on his, if Rich is out to lunch or out to breakfast or whatever it is.
No, I just don't want to step by. I want you to
but
be ready for it.
Yeah, right. That's, who are you kidding? You're so full of
what?
You're so full of all right, let's get to the good news this Monday morning. A lot of people who are upset about the cost of gasoline, the gas prices, whether they have anything to do with what's going on in the Middle East or not. You look around, I saw diesel fuel for $4 a gallon in Los Angeles on Friday.
Yeah.
It's not much less than that here on the East Coast this weekend. It's really expensive. Big Oil is taking advantage.
My wife was screaming yesterday as we were riding through D.C. We saw a price right next to the Kennedy Center for $3.59 or $3.65, something like that.
What's your trick? Listen,
hold on one second. Then, but that's here in D.C., right in town. You go 3-4 miles out of town, and it's like $3.30.
Yeah.
So it's like 25, 30 cents
right.
more.
The
she said there's no way that that gas station is paying 25 or 30 cents more.
No,
for
they're
their
not
gas.
Paying any more for
it's
it.
It's just a convenient location.
They can grab you, and in many of the areas where the people are the poorest.
How come price gouging doesn't take into effect there? How come
because
they can't nail them for
a free society, and they can charge what you want? It's your job as a purchaser to not... In that circumstance or any others, if you know that they're gouging you, then you don't go buy their stuff.
Right.
That's the way it works in a free society. Hello.
Since Roberta's gone, I'm going to be the princess of cheap.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so there's a website called grannysgiftcards.com.
Yeah.
And they sell gas cards. They sell
really?
All kinds of gift cards. But this is a great way to sell, save money on gas because people that don't want their gift cards sell them for 30 to 70% off, basically. So you can buy a gas gift card at a discount and use it to buy your gas.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Roberta is still out here. Her mother has not passed away yet. That's a whole story, a can of worms in and of itself. So the good news, Jennifer just brought you some of it. Here's some other things that are going on. As retailers advertise and as business gets better in the stores, there are a lot of people who are worried that the cost of gas is going to keep people at home. So they're taking an aggressive approach to this. For those of you who are shopping and staying at home and clicking, you'll be happy to know a number of retailers like The Gap and JCPenney, a lot of advertising last night. Did you notice on the ads that were for JCPenney how much of it was focused on the Internet, the taglines
at
JCP.com? Exactly.
Sure.
So they are, as a result of the cost of gasoline, many of them this month experiencing double-digit sales growth at their shopping websites. So this is a bright spot where people are not wanting, again, to go out. And as Richie has said many times, and he's right, if you're driving a gas guzzler or you know, whatever it is that you're driving, you're not going to drive as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's time that we took some action here. A lot of people are not necessarily ditching the gas guzzler, but you know, you look at the value for trade-ins, the cars, those Toyotas that are 20 years old to get 40 miles to a gallon, those pickup trucks, five-speed transmission, the body's rusted all to hell, but the engine still runs, and the transmission's great, the drivetrain's great, and people will pay $1,000 for those things because they get 40 miles to a gallon. At this time, that's important for people. Anyway, the websites of Neiman Marcus, needless markup, Saks, Nordstrom's, Bloomingdale's, Macy's, let's see, American Eagle Outfitters, Target. Matter of fact, I noticed something about Target that I thought was interesting this weekend. It has
one of my faves.
Well, it's very interesting how some of these companies, as you know, I'm extraordinarily critical of companies and individuals who spend money supporting candidates. And interestingly enough, Target donated $150,000 to political causes last fall, which sort of surprised me.
Really? Why?
Huh.
Well, because they want to influence, you know, legislation.
What is what's their angle?
Their angle. In each state, it's different, Rich, because they have different issues. This is a national company, but the rules are different in each state for how you may or may not conduct your business. So, interestingly enough, there was a customer and shareholder backlash over the donations they gave. Most of the money went to conservative political action groups. And so what they have done is issue a new policy to tighten oversight and restrict how their funds are used for political purposes. Again, this is all so wrong. Why should Target or anybody else be able to influence the election? People say, well, it's a freedom of speech issue. It is not. It's a corruption issue. And when you look at all of these, if I had known this, not that I want, that I have a problem with support of either side, I just don't want these people influencing the election. So I'm not going to go to Target. They are changing, but they aren't stopping. They're going to still, they say they're going to donate more to different types of nonprofit groups that back various candidates. They backed a gubernatorial candidate in Minnesota who opposed gay rights. I don't want, that's none of your business. You're going to use your money to do something that I don't agree with? So I'm not going to shop at your store. And more people are taking that approach when they find these things out. The thing is that most people don't know that Walmart and Sears and Kmart don't do it because they don't have any money. Target's made a lot of money. The high-end stores, if you will, do it, but not to the extent that those who appeal to a middle-class shopper. Those are the stores that have repeatedly been involved. Those are the corporations that are giving money to various political causes, and I just think it's wrong. So nobody, but every time you turn around, if you're looking for this, and I am, you find these things about companies. And by the way, the law is so bad, it does not require you to report the amount you pay in dues to trade associations that fund political purposes. And that's another. This is back to the union stuff and the teachers and how much money they give to candidates. It's a real can of worms. So I wanted you to know what was going on with Target and some other retailers in that area. All right. I think it's good news. I think it's good to know at least what's going on. Coming up, a story about a life-saving event. This is a heartwarming story. As the good news continues on Good Day at 14 past the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay. So what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from Info Group, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling.
Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
Sign.
Ace,
right. Ace of base. 17 to change at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We're always focused on technology. Shelley Palmer will be around in a few minutes. So they focus on the new CEO of Verizon, who says that iPhone 4 sales are the best in the history of the... how do they know? They haven't sold the iPhone stuff until just recently, have they? And they only remember when I was in the store, Rich and I,
the first couple weeks or something like that, I guess.
What was the discussion that we had in the store when I was in there talking to Richard in the Verizon store in Hollywood the other day when I called you? Was that about the iPhone 4?
You were looking at an iPad.
Yeah, that's true.
And I said, don't buy anything because in April the new iPad is coming out.
But the iPhone 4 comes out in April too, doesn't it?
You know, I'm not sure when the new iPhone comes out. I think it actually may be a little bit farther away, like November.
All right. Anyway, Shelley has that info for you. Meanwhile, the good news continues. The story of Jordan Rice. Jordan Rice, a 13-year-old Australian boy. He has emerged as one of the heroes in the recent disastrous Australian floods, which continued even through last week. A month they've had of these floods. A month. He rescued his brother, Blake.
That's cute.
Jordan Rice, 13 years old. His brother, Blake, I believe, was 9. He wanted to save his brother, and he put his brother before he put him. And as a result of that, Blake survived, and Jordan did not.
So how's Jordan that good news?
And his mother, well, he saved. He put his brother ahead of him.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the good news, that somebody that's 13
selfless,
thinks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Still not a happy
sad,
ending.
Though.
Well, it isn't, but all of them.
Bittersweet.
All of them would have died, Richie. The mother died, and the son died, but this 13-year-old put his brother in a little, it was like a makeshift boat. That had been put, a fellow named Warren McErlin was trying to rescue people in this part of town. But it just wasn't to be. But the fact that one of them lived when none of them might have lived is the good part of the story, all right? I know it's not straight, but.
I guess.
Well, I mean, it's nice to honor somebody who was so selfless like that, I think.
Absolutely.
21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alrighty, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandpas, grandmas, folks everywhere who love old rock.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I have a pretty señorita.
So simple. Actually, so sweet. In reality. This was the number one song in the United States of America during this week in 1965.
Good stuff.
Ricky Nelson from his television show became an overnight sensation, teenager, grew up on television, and he was always a square shooter, always pretty much what you saw is what you got.
Great songwriter,
and
too.
Great, great songs, yeah, like this one. This is so cool.
Good
brings
stuff.
Out a lot of great emotions in all of us, no matter what our, whatever our age, we can identify with stuff like this. As we can with a song that was number one the year after Traveling Man, The Monkees.
Love is only true in fairy tale.
Satisfies my need to be a disc jockey once in a while again, Richie.
Not for me.
Feel good kind of stuff.
Ah, wonderful stuff.
That's the way it seems.
Neil Diamond wrote this, by the way. You know that, right?
He did.
Yeah. Yep.
I saw her face.
And I'm a believer.
Now I'm a believer.
Not as good as...
I really think the Monkees were writing their own songs, Jen.
The Monkees didn't write any of their own songs.
Whatever, Rich.
But
the Monkees were basically Menudo before Menudo was Menudo.
Yeah. Daydream Believer is my favorite of the Monkees songs, but this is also a great one as well. So a couple of good memories for those of you who dig that sort of thing. Time now for a word scramble.
I like love
it.
These.
Bring it
ready
on.
For the
bring
word scramble. Okay.
Let me get my paper. My
here
pen.
We go.
It's paper, pencil.
Two, three, four. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
This word has two eyes,
right.
Two
I.
N's,
and N.
An A and a D. Two eyes, two N's, an A and a D. What's the word we scrambled? 800-510-8255.
Got
for
it.
The prize. Richie did it in 14 seconds.
Already?
Yeah.
If Richie can do it in 14
no.
seconds, you can do it a lot faster than
yeah.
that. 800-510-8255. What is the word that we have scrambled? You unscramble it, and you will get the prize. All right, you ready?
Can I give you a clue?
Two eyes. No, you don't have to give me any clues. Two N's. An A and a D. Here's the clue.
Wait a minute.
Here's the clue.
4:20 in the morning.
I got a clue. Hold on.
There's your clue.
Go ahead. I don't think so.
No?
No.
No. Richie needs a clue.
Here's my clue. Johnny Depp will play one in a new movie. 800.
No, I have the wrong word.
You do have the wrong word. 800-510. Mr. Smarty Pants.
Yeah.
Duh.
800. If I'm not wrong, yeah. Oh, I have an extra A.
configuration.
There you
okay. 800-510-8255. What is the word? It has two I's, two N's, an A, and a
Anatomy.
D. And Johnny Depp is going to play one in a new movie that will be shot. I think they're going to start shooting it in the next month or so after he's gone around and finished up all of the work on the pirates.
Oh,
800-510.
That was funny, though.
8255. All right. So we're looking for the good news here. This hour is all about the good news. The program's
all I
about
had to do was take my A
part.
Off.
Yeah, you should do that more often. Work on that a little harder. Anyway, the United Nations has hit Libya with sanctions. United Nations Security Council 15-0 was the vote to impose strict new sanctions on Mr. Gaddafi and his regime. The bread lines, there's nothing to eat. Nobody has anything to eat. There's nothing in the country to eat. Nothing has come in. They shut everything down. So the only thing people can get bread and water, that's it.
Makes it hard to run a country when you can't get food.
Well, the other side of it is that people get more upset when they're hungry. Hello.
Yep.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Verizon's CEO said that iPhone 4 sales are the best in the company's history, selling more phones during its launch than any other. More than 60% of the purchases were made online, which explains why in-store sales look poor. While no final numbers were given, analysts predict 500,000 during the first pre-sale alone. In other news, a recent survey reveals that mobile gadget users are ruder than ever. 75% of those surveyed believe that behavior has gotten worse since 2009. Over 90% said that they witness multiple infractions a day, like texting while driving and talking loudly in public. And finally, Google has recently taken extra measures to lower the ranks of websites that attempt to game the system. By adjusting its algorithm to weed out low-quality sites, Google hopes to fight link farms with spam content. With internet content growing exponentially, Google hopes its efforts will increase search relevancy.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Plus unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Day to run any number of things, including your mouth, I guess, if you want to, at 800-510-8255, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus on lots of different things. I'm going to hold something up. We're on television, so if you want to watch the program as well as listen to it, you can see me in my studio on the farm where I'll be the next, what's today, Monday, Tuesday, when am I going to New York? So I'll be
Wednesday,
Monday, so Tuesday, Wednesday,
you'll be
here, right? Yeah. All right, so just for the heck of it, Richie always gives me, last Friday he was giving me starch on the air about how much material I have in my studio here, and I know where everything is. And I just thought I would make a point, because sometimes points are fun to make when we're looking at things like, why are you laughing?
What's the statement of the day?
No, well, listen.
Sometimes points are fun to make.
Yes, they are. Sometimes. Well, that sort of speaks to the issue as to whether or not this program has any value or not, right? I mean, other than a chuckle here and a chuckle there, there are things that get said. There are points that are made, and here's one of them. Look at the date of this newspaper, Richie. You see it there? August 8th, 2008, I think it says that, right? August 2nd, 2008.
Got it.
All right? Look at the headline. I'm going to hold it back up here a little bit. This is...
Unemployment hits 5.7%.
Right.
Wow, and we thought that was bad.
Right, that's a point.
Yeah.
August of 2008, we'd kill for unemployment to be at 5.7%. So it sort of points out that all things are kind of relevant, aren't they? And we forget so quickly how it... I mean, there's a story in here about gas and people being upset because gas was $2.93 a gallon. Wouldn't we like to have gas at $2.93?
Yeah. $5 now.
That's the thing. That's all. Everything's relevant. All right, before we get to Charlie Sheen and his foolishness and some of the outtakes from the annual, I thought the, again, I said this earlier, Anne Hathaway was absolutely
She's
charming.
Adorable.
I thought the Kirk Douglas piece was wonderful.
He was funny.
Oh, my God, that was a great, just that kind of stuff is what made it a memorable performance. At any rate, let's get to our word scramble first. 800-510-8255. Oh, Richie, I don't know. Let's see here. I'm going to pick. I was looking for somebody that was from the place that I was talking about, and I don't see anybody. So I'm going to go to Lakita, who is in Newark, Delaware. Hello, Lakita. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Nice to hear from you. Are you good and well? Are you both well and good?
I sure am.
That's good. All right. So we took six letters and scrambled them up two I's, two N's, an A and a D. What's that word spell?
Those letters. Indian.
Indian. That is correct.
Yay.
Indian.
Hey.
There are people who call that Indiana. Richie, what other calls did you take?
Has.
People? Yeah, Richie
don't
had
feel
that
bad.
Too.
Yeah,
right.
I had Indian.
An extra A in there, an extra vowel, an extra I. Indian, the Johnny Depp portrayal of Tonto in the new movie that's being produced this year, The Lone Ranger Rides Again.
Huh.
However, the star will not be The Lone Ranger. The star and the focus is going to be on Tonto, and Johnny Depp is going to play Tonto, which I thought was kind of an interesting
cool.
twist. How many times has the story been told with the range, or with the Range Rider? That was another Western of the day. With the Lone Ranger being the focus, that's who the story. The Lone Ranger rides again! And instead of that, Tonto will be riding again. I thought that was kind of a cool, clever idea. At any rate, you're a cool and clever lady, Lakita. What would you like for a prize?
What are you giving me?
$1,000. Ask for $1,000.
What else would you like?
I'll take $1,000.
I'm sure you would, yeah. I'm sure you'd be happy to take $1,000. You know what?
Do you ski?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I got an idea.
Okay.
How old are you?
22.
You're only 22?
Double her age, Dougie.
I was going to give you cash, $1 for every year you've been alive.
Give her $50.
All right. Hold on just a second. We'll figure this out. This is
I'm so getting fired.
Hey, you know what? I'm taking it out. I'm going to send you thousands of dollars. I'm going to take it out of Jennifer's pay. How's that for an idea?
Oh, great. For the
Perfect.
Next 6 months, I won't get any cash.
What a great. Thank you for the idea, Jennifer. It was a great idea. Lakita thanks you. Everybody thanks you.
I know. I'm
All
a
right.
giver.
Hold on just a second, Lakita. Thank you. Is it Lakita? I guess Lakita, right?
Yes.
There's no
yes.
In that name.
Yes.
Very nicely done.
Just trying to help her, Doug.
I know. You're doing a fine job, Jennifer.
I'm an advocate.
You'll be happy to know that Elliot Spitzer is on
yeah.
his own.
Finally.
Do you have that story?
I did. I have that story
okay,
in TV
so
news.
All right. So we'll get to the TV news in a moment. First, though, let's go. Can we get this Charlie Sheen stuff
out
of the way?
I have a feeling it's going to be hot for the next day or so.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is, but I'm just so
I know.
Tired of listening to this stuff and all of the outrageous focus on him. He's taking a drug test.
Yeah,
he's
people
high
say he's
on
clean
life.
Now. People say he is clean.
He says he cleaned himself up by using his brain.
That was fast, considering he was just in the hospital like 3 weeks ago.
Right, right.
Well, the bottom line is that his antics are costing a lot of people a lot of money, including him. He will, by the way, the word was, I heard on one of the Access shows last week, it was 1-2. In fact, he's making $1.8 million, or was, $1.8 million an episode. But you know what? Because there are 140-some-odd episodes in the can, this show would never, what's 8 times 25? That's like almost 200 episodes in the can.
Right.
So Charlie Sheen, as with a cast of Friends and Jerry Seinfeld,
right.
and how many others can you come up with on a handful of television shows that have been this successful, are all set for the rest of their lives. Never has to work another day in their life. Never has to do anything. He's entitled to, I believe, it's 10%. He gets about $100,000 for each episode a year, and however that's figured out. But at any rate, it's a complicated formula. But the bottom line is that he doesn't have to work ever again. The network has not made its decision, apparently, Jennifer, on next year. But no matter what, Charlie doesn't want to return, and
yeah,
they don't want
he
him.
He won't come back at this
anyway.
Point.
Yeah, well.
My theory is
who's
that
getting hurt on that?
He was on some serious drugs, okay?
And I think he still is.
Well, he might
exactly
be, but they're
like
saying he's testing clean. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt that he's testing clean.
Mm.
When your body detoxes, that's what has got to be causing all of this behavior.
He
for
looks
him.
Horrible.
Yeah.
He looks terrible.
He
well,
was
it's a good
on
lesson
a lot of drugs
for a,
for a long time, and it's not like you wake up and feel better.
But he's
know?
Just out of his mind. If this is how he acts when he's straight,
yeah. Whew. All right, so let's, Richie, just because I want to, I don't know, I kind of, I'm appealing to the people who say, I want to know what's going on, like you don't know what's going on. Here's Charlie. He's just been on Good Morning America, East Coast version, in the last few minutes. And here's an outtake. He talks about him being on drugs.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
Like yours did.
Too much.
Guys, so, crazy. It's, listen to this.
Yeah, no, it's just I woke up and decided, you know, I've been kicked around. I've been criticized. I've been like the aw shucks guy with like this bitch in Rockstar Life. And I'm just finally going to completely embrace it, wrap both arms around it, and love it violently.
Yeah, you keep
and
it
defend
up.
It violently
yeah.
through violent hatred.
Yeah. You wow. keep it up, and a year from now, you're going to be done, cooked, finished, pal. The
teeth are what get me the most.
If you listen, Richie, the Access Hollywood cut,
yeah.
where he is a quick... I saw this, and I thought, okay, this sounds like something that I want to hear, because he and I may agree on the TSA. That's what 2802 is.
TSA isn't just in the airports now.
Losers and clowns and trolls, all of them. Touch my children and I will eat your hands off your frickin' arms.
I might not take that approach, right. but anyway.
Beautiful.
So, have we had enough of this? I mean, how much more of this junk do we have to listen to?
Off the...
Wouldn't you rather have a little fun with the Academy Awards?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at this.
And
I'm
Elliot
looking at
Spitzer.
Page after page. Yeah, Elliot Spitzer. Go ahead. Tell the story about Elliot Spitzer.
Okay, so Elliot Spitzer had his own show on CNN with Kathleen Parker, right?
Right.
Everybody was so excited about it, and there was hoopla, and then...
Who's everybody? I was,
well, then it stunk. People, they made a big
terrible.
Deal about it.
Yeah.
Then it stunk and it tanked. So now Kathleen Parker has said that she's out on the network. She's leaving to focus on her writing.
Oh, yeah, right.
So the show will now be called In the Arena.
Hmm.
It'll feature Elliot Spitzer still, but they'll be like an ensemble format with other newsmakers, so kind of burying Elliot, I think, a little bit is what they're after at CNN.
Yeah. He's more expensive to buy out than she is.
There you go.
So he sticks around for a while, but he's useless. That
but
show's
they'll put
terrible.
Him with other people. And
yeah, it's a waste of time. All that stuff. All it is food fight television. You never learn a damn thing from listening to any of it. It's just garbage.
Ooh,
garbage
you know
in. Garbage out.
You know what tonight is?
What?
We're going to find out the cast of Dancing with the Stars.
No,
that's
right.
They're
going
to announce it. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Listen to you.
I love this stuff. I haven't watched the show in a long time. I love the cast.
Yeah. Aren't they, they're doing it during some other show.
They do it during The Bachelor.
During The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you do, Jen? Your TiVo must be throwing sparks out of the back.
Oh, my gosh. My TiVo on Monday nights, this is the hardest night of the week for me because I have... all the stuff on CBS, Hawaii 5-0, Mike and Molly, all that stuff. And then I have The Bachelor, and I have Castle.
Oh, man.
And Harry's Law on NBC. I have a lot going on. Busy girl.
Very good for you, Jennifer. Congratulations. What a life she's
that
got.
That Harry's Law show is not bad.
No, not at all.
No, I think
I'm into No Ordinary Family now. Good show.
What's that about?
That's the one with Michael Chiklis where they're in a plane crash and his family, and they become superheroes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun one.
Yeah, I've seen that once.
You know, one of the things that happened on Friday, I forgot to talk about this on Friday, last week, there was a Denny's here in Massachusetts where there was a food fight over some syrup.
Yeah, pancakes.
And the ladies from The View reacted to that, and I'll have that for you in a moment as we continue
good
our
story.
Focus on television. And some of the moments from the Oscars coming up, too, on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Your Pet's Health, I'm Wendy Gatlin. 80% of dogs in the U.S. suffer from oral disease by age 3. It's the number one health condition found in our pets, and if left untreated, it may contribute to more serious health issues like heart, kidney, and liver diseases. Leading veterinary dentist Dr. Jan Bellow says simple things can be done to prevent oral disease.
First, see a veterinarian at least once a year for oral exams and necessary treatment. Second, take action to clean your pet's teeth every day. Toothbrushing is the gold standard, but if your pet won't allow brushing, you can eat dental treats with a Veterinary Oral Health Council seal of acceptance, like Greenies Canine Dental Chews.
Many treats claim to clean teeth, but most have no clinical proof they work.
Treats with a VOHC seal are proven to meet strict efficacy standards set by veterinary dentists.
I'm Wendy Gatlin with Your Pet's Health. For more information and helpful tips, visit the Greenies Facebook page or greenies.com.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people. Just like Jeff and Valerie W., the IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
By the way, one thing that we didn't say with regard to Charlie Sheen, he's been offered $10 million to write a tell-all about what happened behind the scenes of Two and a Half Men. Million dollars. He's got $5 million to do something on HBO.
No, that's not true.
Oh, it isn't?
That was something made up.
Oh, by whom?
Yeah, that didn't sound right.
No, he made it up.
Oh, okay. Well, listen.
Yeah,
he'll be the first guy.
Or if he's in it, HBO's denying it. Is the
yeah, really?
Right.
Okay. All right, so enough Charlie news. What else you got, Jen?
Okay, well, Chelsea Handler. We talked about this last week where Chelsea Handler's doing her TV show next year with Laura Prepon starring as her in her 20s. Chelsea Handler's going to be on the show, not as herself, but she'll be playing her own sister.
Oh,
kind of fun.
Yeah, right.
And then Don Johnson is coming back to TV, and I'm excited about this because nobody wears a pink T-shirt and a sport coat like Don Johnson.
That show he had with Cheech.
Was
oh,
that
yeah.
a good show? Nash Bridges.
Nash Bridges.
Nash that was
Bridges.
A good show.
Yeah. He's coming back to NBC in a pilot called A Man's World, where he's going to be a straight Beverly Hills hairstylist and salon owner who in his 50s is trying to be relevant still with young Hollywood.
All right. Let's do the cuts about the Denny's fight. Whoopi talks about it, and then the ladies react.
There is a video of a huge fight, chick fight, that has gone viral. It takes place at Denny's. And we think that it apparently started when a woman asked another woman at another table for some syrup. And we believe what the woman said to her was, "Bitch, your pancakes look fine to me."
That is my favorite.
The
bumper sticker.
What her said was, "Can you pass the syrup?"
No,
that's all she said.
What was in this woman's mind? That she was so angry that she just said, "You know what? I swear, if somebody asked me to borrow my syrup, I'm going." I mean, who was that angry?
Apparently, these two had a little bit of a history, and there was a bit of contention between them prior to the pancakes.
Oh, so asking for the syrup was provocative.
It was the syrup.
It could be taken that way. But I do like the idea, bitch. Your pancakes look fine to me.
I'm with Whoopi.
They do some pretty good stuff on that show.
Favorite.
But I like Elizabeth best. Let's make no mistake about that.
You're so
shallow.
No mistake.
Yeah, I know that. 51 after on Good Day.
Go Solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Or near you.
I'm very grateful for this and surprised. My percentages aren't great. I've been nominated 20 times. This is the second time. For what? At the Academy, at the lunch they have for the nominees, where they have like a Randy Newman chicken by this time, Mr. Mischer said that it's not really good television to take a list out of your pocket and thank a lot of people. It's not my style anyway. But it is in this case. I mean, to have worked for Pixar, doing the six pictures I've done, this one, Lee Unkrich, and
I don't want to listen to all of the names and the thank yous. I just think it's cool that Randy Newman got the Oscar for the great best original song, We Belong Together, which came from Toy Story 3. If you have not heard the song, you ought to find it, which what we're trying to do now. It's actually quite, I had not ever heard it before. I thought it was very engaging, very catchy, and
all
very
this stuff is
well
the
done.
Same, though.
Yeah, but this is good. Richie, if you haven't heard this, you went to see Toy Story with Sean.
No,
John,
I didn't
right?
see it. No, I didn't see
oh,
it.
All right. Well, this song is a good song. Take it from me, Rich.
Take it from Doug.
Last night when I was watching the show, I mean, all his stuff sounds exactly the same.
Oh, but he's so sweet.
We disagree.
I like him.
Yeah.
All right, so next
cool
up, as they're introducing, I thought it was kind of fun, between Anne Hathaway's mother was in the audience. She told her to stand up straight, which was priceless.
That was cute.
And then James Franco introduces his grandmother, and listen to this.
My grandma's here, too. How am I doing, Grandma?
I just saw Marky Mark.
I thought that was great.
No, Grandma. That's actually Mark Wahlberg.
Well, but Mark Wahlberg is Marky Mark.
Yep.
That's how he gets started.
Marky Mark and the Fun Bunch.
Right, exactly.
Funky Bunch. Not the Fun Bunch.
I thought that was a great moment, Frank. That was a lot of fun. And then Kirk Douglas.
He was so cute.
He was wonderful. He's had a very bad, as you know, stroke, and he's worked his way out of it. I believe he's 87.
Appears to be in good health.
Right.
Perfect, but he's
so anyway,
in
well,
good
he,
health.
He started by complimenting Anne Hathaway.
And I want to thank Miss Hathaway. I thank you. She's gorgeous. Wow. Where were you when I was making pictures?
Cute, huh?
That's a good line. And then he goes on to make the audience laugh some more, Kirk Douglas.
Now, this is the moment, if I get good at this.
Yeah,
you know.
Throw the envelope on the ground. Yeah.
And he kept delaying the.
You're still laughing. Coleman First is laughing. You know, I will never forget this moment.
Yeah, very sweet. It was very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nicely done. And Melissa Leo is a disgrace.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, I think she was. I think she's a big phony.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know why she was so shocked.
It was so funny. Yeah,
yeah, it was not funny.
She should have gotten an Oscar for that performance.
Yeah, maybe that would have been more appropriate.
Next year for her acceptance speech.
Right. The rest of the people, though, Christian Bale wins for his role in The Fighter, and that was a pretty good speech. Here it is.
So many movies are just brilliant, but nobody ever knows about them, you know? So we're so lucky to be here tonight and have people recognize that. My team, led by Patrick and Boomer and Carlos and Jen and Anna and Julie, thank you so much for everything you do.
I want you to hold on here because he's about to thank his wife, and it sounds like he forgets his name. See what you think.
Forgets her
name.
And, of course, mostly my wonderful wife. I didn't think I was like this. I thought I was my wonderful wife, who's my
I think he was crying.
Yeah, man.
I hope I'm likewise.
All the Aussies that were there last night.
Wow.
Man, there's a ton of them.
It was like the British invasion.
I know. I wish I'd been there.
Oh, it was interesting to the difference between the British and the Aussies and how they sound, et cetera, et cetera. They called each other out kind of fun. But to compare how Christian Bale talked as a New Englander in the movie The Fighter versus his real, you see how what real talent it takes to do that. And then Anne Hathaway, speaking of Aussies, calls out Hugh Jackman. This is cute.
On my own.
Singing. She has nice voice, too.
She does.
Oh, it's beautiful voice.
My wife is blown away.
Yeah. I liked her a lot. Very much.
I won't say who thought Australians were our allies.
She hit that note, my God.
I know.
Who shall not be named?
Very cute. Nice
Very
done.
Cute.
That was good.
Yeah.
And James Franco in drag. Oh, that
she was
kind
good.
Of fun.
Said
she
Charlie
was
Sheen had been calling him.
Yeah. All right, 59 after on Good Day.